You are listening to The Morning Drive. I'm Andy, and joining me in the Tide studio right now, from the Conserve York County Foundation, I have Vice President Steve Kennedy and President Ron Struble. Ron, Steve, how are you both doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Andy.
Doing great this morning, Andy.
Now, can you tell me and our listeners about the Conserve York County Foundation? How did it all begin? Like, what's the origin story there?
It began in March of 2020, during COVID, or right before COVID. A developer placed an application for a massive rezoning up in this area. And some citizens got together, and we started to realize over time that there was a lot happening here that we didn't know about. And then suddenly the traffic exploded on us, our taxes were going up. And once we started digging in, we realized we had a problem. And the problem is overdevelopment of our community. So that organization fought the rezoning. We were successful in turning what I think was a near certain defeat into a unanimous victory, a 5-0 vote. And from that, some very smart people, namely Mr. Kennedy here, had the idea to transition our organization, our grassroots organization, into a nonprofit that's focused on good governance and good development of our community. Responsible development is like how we like to say it. So from that, we continued on, and here we are today from those origins.
And Ron, Steve, how does that good governance and the development of what you spoke, what does that exactly look like? Give me like an overview of what exactly you kind of have in mind when you talk about good governance.
Sure. To pick up, just so finishing Ron's connecting those dots, it was the old NIMBY project, not in my backyard. You had friends, neighbors come forward say, how dare you try to turn a couple hundred units into a Kiln Creek-sized development on a rural residential road? Well, supervisors and the unelected bureaucrats are very good at writing letters and waiting out the people in Williamsburg and York County in the hopes that they simply go away, Andy. Well, we did not go away. We became louder, stronger, and now have a couple thousand followers on Facebook, and now are doing a lot more stuff regionally as well. So, Ron, other thoughts on that?
No, I think it's great to say. And the point I'd like to also add is, ironically, as horrible as COVID was the event that happened that kind of saved our community, in my view, because there was a well-laid plan in Fenton Mill to essentially quick action this thing through in 60 days. So the plan was, and the kind of plans were laid out to have this approved through the supervisors in a very quick time. There hasn't been a single rezoning denied in York County in our county entirety since 95, not a single one has been denied. So this was the first one that actually was denied. COVID allowed the community to organize and have time to fight back against this system that had been in place for a very long time, because we convinced the supervisors that an in-person hearing was required, and they agreed with that up front. So that gave us the opportunity to kind of hang around and learn more what was going on and provide basically a organization that would fight back against this plan. Otherwise, these things have been approved for over 25, 30 years, routinely.
And the Conserve York County Foundation, you guys are actually sponsoring a debate coming up on October 10th with some York County candidates running for public office. What's the nature of this event going to be, and which politicians are you going to have there?
So October 10th, folks, come out, 6:30 to 8 p.m. It'll be at the Hellenic Center in the Grand Ballroom on Moortown Road. Doors open at 6 p.m. Yours truly will be a co-moderator with Chris Six of WY Daily. We currently have 4 out of 5 of the districts of York County candidates represented. We have a more diverse background of political parties, so that, again, our organization is apolitical. And so there's more details we have and an RSVP link on our website at conserveyorkcounty.org. So all are welcome. Check out local government. Again, it's this year, while the rest of the world is focused on presidential election of next year. We're trying to get people post Labor Day to come out and check this out on October 10th.
You said conserveyorkcounty.org?
.org, you bet.
There you have it. That is the website for the Conserve York County Foundation. Check out the debate they're hosting on October 10th. All the details there at conserveyorkcounty.org. Steve, Ron, I want to thank you both for stopping by today and talking to me about your foundation.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you so much, Andy.